Now, Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more so, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like the life of one of them." And he was afraid, and got up and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. And he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he asked for himself to die, and said, "Enough! Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then he lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree, but behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, "Arise, eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a round loaf of bread, baked on hot coals, and a pitcher of water. So he ate and drank, and lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, and touched him, and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too long for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he journeyed in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he came there to a cave and spent the night there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies, for the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, tore down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life." So he said, "Go out, and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and powerful wind was tearing out the mountain and breaking the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies, for the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael, the king over Aram. You shall also anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. And it shall come about that the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu, shall put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha, shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, while he was plowing, with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he went with the 12th. And Elijah came over to him, and threw his cloak on him. Then he left the oxen behind, and ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back, for what have I done to you?" So he returned from following him, and took the pair of oxen, and sacrificed them, and cooked their meat with the implements of the oxen, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he got up and followed Elijah, and served him. John 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple area, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began teaching them. Now the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery, and after placing her in the center of the courtyard, they said to him, "Teacher, This woman has been caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say? Now they were saying this to test him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground. When they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Now when they heard this, they began leaving, one by one, beginning with the older ones. And he was left alone, and the woman where she was, in the center of the courtyard. And straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go. From now on, do not sin any longer." Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I am testifying about myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I am not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it has been written that the testimony of two people is true. I am he who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me." So they were saying to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple area, and no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. Then he said again to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews were saying, "Surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" And he was saying to them, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins." Then they were saying to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What have I been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and to judge regarding you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I say to the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. And I do nothing on my own, but I say these things as the Father instructed me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he said these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say, 'You will become free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you really will be free. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are seeking to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak of the things which I have seen with my Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. They said to him, We are not born as a result of sexual immorality. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth from God and am here. For I have not even come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature, because he is a liar, and the father of lies. But because I say the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? The one who is of God hears the word of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to him, Do we not rightly say that you are a Samaritan, and you have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon. On the contrary, I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I am not seeking my glory. There is one who seeks it, and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone follows my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets as well. And yet you say, if anyone follows my word, he will never taste of death. You are not greater than our father Abraham, who died, are you? The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you, but I do know him. And follow his word. Your father Abraham was overjoyed that he would see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and left the temple grounds. Revelation 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key to the shaft of the abyss was given to him. He opened the shaft of the abyss, and smoke ascended out of the shaft like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened from the smoke of the shaft. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and a power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were told not to hurt the grass, or the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment for 5 months, and their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a person. And in those days, people will seek death, and will not find it. They will long to die, and death will flee from them. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads appeared to be crowns like gold, and their faces were like human faces. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to battle. They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt people for 5 months. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe has passed. Behold, two woes are still coming after these. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind. The number of the armies of horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And this is how I saw in my vision the horses and those who sat on them. The riders had breastplates the color of fire, of hyacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the work of their hands, so as not to worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their witchcraft, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. Proverbs 27:12-22. A prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the naive proceed and pay the penalty. Take his garment when he becomes a guarantor for a stranger, and for a foreign woman seize a pledge for him. One who blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be considered a curse to him. A constant dripping on a day of steady rain and a contentious woman are alike. He who would restrain her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. One who tends the fig tree will eat its fruit, and one who cares for his master will be honored. As in water a face reflects the face, so the heart of a person reflects the person. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, nor are the eyes of a person ever satisfied. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, and each is tested by the praise according him. Though you pound the fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, his foolishness still will not leave him. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept, when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst of it, we hung our harps. For there our captors demanded of us songs, and our tormentors jubilation, saying, "Sing for us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, those who said, lay it bare to its foundation. Daughter of Babylon, you devastated one, blessed will be the one who repays you with the retribution with which you have repaid us. Blessed will be the one who seizes and dashes your children against the rock.